Gabe Baltazar is one of the last living links to an era when Asian Americans began to make names for themselves in jazz. The saxophonist and clarinetist played with a whole roster of better-known musicians. And then at the height of his career, he decided to move back home to Hawaii. And now at the age of 83, he's sharing his story in an autobiography called If It Swings, It's Music. Heidi Chang visited Gabe Baltazar at his home and has this profile.
Gabe Baltazar got his big break after Stan Kenton heard him playing in a college band and invited him to join his orchestra in 1960.
One of my biggest highlights in Stan's band was being featured on this beautiful standard tune called Stairway to the Stars, which he liked that tune and he thought that would be my signature song. And throughout my career, 4 years with the band, I was featured on that. And it was just great.
Baltazar's story is an important chapter in the history of American jazz, says fellow musician Teo Garneau, who co-wrote Baltazar's autobiography.
Gabe's one of the pioneers of Asian Americans in jazz. Sometimes people say, well, what difference does it make if he's Asian American or not? Why does it make a difference at all? And I think it's important to remember that there was a lot of exclusion going on in Los Angeles and across the mainland. Asian Americans were severely discriminated against before and after the Second World War and during the Second World War. And this is part of our history. This is part of American history. It's part of Asian American history.
Before leaving for a career on the mainland, Baltazar grew up in Hawaii. His mother was Japanese-American and his father, Filipino. Gabe Baltazar Sr. encouraged his son to play music and gave him a clarinet when Gabe was 12.
My father was from the Philippines. He was a professional musician and he came to Hawaii to play with a vaudeville show to entertain the plantation people. There were people working in the fields, pineapple and sugarcane fields.
Musicians from the mainland also came to Hawaii in the 1940s.
Well, it was Artie Shaw's band. They were stationed in Pearl Harbor, and they performed in Waikiki Beach. And they were all barbed wire fence on the beach, you know, at that time, because this was World War II. And I used to crawl under the barbed wire and listen to the band.
Back then, jazz wasn't taught in school in the islands. So Baltazar learned alto saxophone playing alongside his dad in dance bands.
My basic jazz training came from the dance halls, believe it or not. They played about 300 tunes a night, you know. That's how I got to learn the tunes and had to learn to play by ear, play the harmony part and all that.
Baltazar moved to Los Angeles in 1956, where he worked with other Asian Americans playing jazz.
Paul Tagawa was one of the first Japanese American ancestry, came from Los Angeles, and he played drums, and he was also interned in those internment camps during World War II. And I worked with him for my first jazz album.
The record was also drummer Tagawa's debut, but it was Gabe Baltazar's playing that caught the ears of critics. Baltazar went on to work with Dizzy Gillespie, Cannonball Adderley, and Wes Montgomery.
He was very well known, and reviewers loved him.
But Teo Garneau says after 13 years in Los Angeles, Baltazar returned to Hawaii.
he came back to Hawaii in 69, so the world kind of forgot about him. And it's just the beauty and the allure of Hawaii and the fact that he was a local guy that he left when he was on top.
During the day, Baltazar worked as the assistant bandmaster in the famous Royal Hawaiian Band. At night, he played jazz, often at a place called the Cavalier. Baltazar became something of a local hero for teaching many younger musicians and hiring them for his groups. And he's revered by music fans in the islands.
He's made a terrific difference in Hawaii because he's given us a living example of what a master of melody can do.
That's Hawaii's governor, Neil Abercrombie.
When I think of Gabe Baltazar, the word is joy and the feeling is joy.
These days, Gabe Baltazar rarely performs, but he's still eager to share a few tips he's learned along the way.
I used to play like 1,000 notes a minute, you know, those young days. But now it's, you know, you don't try to get too fancy. You try to get more feeling in your music. So in other words, you got to get your soul going. That's what music's all about. And swing, naturally. That's what my book's about. If it swings, it's music. That's the name of the book. And it's all in there.
For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.